This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host and best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, Derek Champagne.
We're talking with Eddie Yoon today, a category expert. So Eddie, everybody obviously wants to be in the 1%, but if we're not the category leader right now, is there anything we can do? Or what happens if you're in the 99%? How do you position yourself?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And that one of the things that I always talk about is the first thing that you should do is change the metrics with which you use on your business. And so what I mean by that is the vast majority of us look at market share as a key indicator of how things are doing. And I recently put out an article in HBR about how, you know, market share is great. It's informative, but it's a little bit limiting. And I would like to add a new metric to it, which is instead of just share of market, but I would like to look at share of growth. And so the way that that's calculated, so let's say the market is $100 and, you know, you, Derek, you have a business that has $10 out of the 100.
Okay.
And then the category grows from year one to year two from 100 to 110. So $10 a category came out from there. I am more interested in what's the percentage of that $10? Like, who drove that, right? Where did it come from? Did it come from a particular geography, a particular price tier, a particular kind of product? And so, you know, let's say your business went from, you know, $10 to $12 in my kind of simple math here is your market share is 10%, but your share of growth, $2 out of $10, was 20%.
Okay.
I'm much more interested in that. And if I were an investor, I would be much more interested in someone who had a higher share of growth and a higher share of market.
Right.
And you know, just to get away from the math, what I often find is that leaders, there's an emotional reaction that comes with it that I think is underlying your question that you're getting at, Derek, is that if you have a big market share, I find leaders to be typically pretty overconfident, right? It's like, hey, we're awesome. We've been awesome for a while and we're going to be awesome going forward. So,
right.
You know, these little threats, I'm not that worried about. Or if you have a, you know, single digit share, you might say it's kind of the opposite problem of you're not confident at all. And you're kind of woe is me and despairing of I'm a nobody. I'm never going to amount to anything.
Right.
And why should I bother?
Right.
Whereas the truth of the matter is getting a higher share of growth is actually more, much more possible than people realize. What I like about that metric is that it imbues an emotion of curiosity versus confidence or despair, right? It's, I wonder why the category got bigger. I wonder what's driving it. And if I were to think about it, I mean, you mentioned K-Cups. One of the interesting things is that, you know, K-Cups, I think in 2015 hit double-digit share in terms of national penetration.
Okay.
If you had actually used share of growth as a metric, you could have predicted this would have happened about 8 years earlier.
Hmm.
And, you know, and this, therein lies the key issue is that people who are the dominant players, you know, you want to look good. You look at market share, you feel good about that, right?
Right.
And I think it's just the simple math, but it's more the emotion behind it is that curiosity versus overconfidence or a lack thereof is really the key that helps you drive growth.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.